This is a paid commercial program and may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we try to bring you lots of information all about your health. Please tune in. We're here every Sunday at 10 a.m. And next Sunday, you can hear Dr. Passaro interview Duffy McKay, naturopathic doctor, on supplement regulation and quality, a really timely topic. The show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. Please visit the store for your expert advice and a variety of nutrients from many manufacturers, and especially right now. They have a huge sale, 35% off Pathway brands, 25% off all other brands, and 20% off beauty care products. This sale goes on now until December 31st. Our topic today is digestive health during the holiday season, and we will be speaking with Marty Whittakin, who is an expert. She is nationally known. She has a radio show, RadioMarty.com. I think you're going to love listening to her. She's been a guest many times before, and we always come away with new information. I want to get you prepared for the show. We're talking about digestion, so I'll give you a little bit of summary and some tidbits, and hopefully you can walk away from the show with something you can do right away about your digestive health, especially during the holidays. What about digestion? It starts in the mouth with the saliva, but even before then, it starts with the nose. It starts with the eyes, how the food looks, how it smells, and then we taste it. And as soon as we look at food, as soon as we smell it, the brain starts sending signals to the digestive tract to be prepared for what's coming. Then the stomach has primarily acid and enzymes, and digestion starts there, but it isn't where most digestion happens. Over 90% of digestion is in the small intestine. So the stomach prepares the food in an acid medium to go into the small intestine, and that acidity sort of presses a button that releases alkalizers and enzymes. So if we are not acid enough in our stomach, we don't alkalize in the small intestine, and that's where digestion occurs. The enzymes in the small intestine are pancreatic enzymes, bile acids, and then mix with the alkalizers to do the major work of digestion. I think you can understand from what we're saying, if you take an antacid, you stop that process immediately. The stomach isn't acid enough, you won't alkalize, and you get acid indigestion. It's not in the stomach, it's in the small intestine at the duodenum. Then from there, the food goes through into the colon and is eliminated. There's another term that we hear with regard to digestion, leaky gut. And what's a leaky gut? Well, the cells are connected by what we call tight junctions. And these tight junctions, think of the gut barrier membrane like a screen. Your window screen lets in air, but it won't let in flies. It's meant to let in something good and prevent toxins, flies, from getting in. If that's damaged, it's leaky, and it's like holes in the screen, flies get in the room. In your body, larger molecules can then cross through the gut and get into the bloodstream, challenge immunity. It's kind of garbage and junk. And what we try to do is keep that barrier healthy. What makes it unhealthy? Antibiotics, a lack of good flora, probiotics, insufficiencies in zinc, A, omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin D, amino acids such as glutamine. The nutrients that we need also heal and keep our gut very healthy. Now, what else do we need to know about the gut? It are the probiotics that we just mentioned, the bugs, the good guys that live in the gut. And this is an amazing, I think this is an amazing subject. When we look at probiotics, we have 10 trillion human cells and 10 times that number of good bacteria in the gut, 100 trillion good bugs that we need. And most of our immune system is located in this barrier that we just talked about, and it's fed by the good flora. And the good flora also needs something to feed on. We'll talk about that with Marty. It's called fiber, prebiotics, fermentable fibers, such as Jerusalem artichoke, FOS, inulin. We'll talk about that in the show. What else do these good bugs do? In pregnancy, if the mother takes probiotics, there's a 60% reduction in eczema, asthma, and allergy in the infant for up to 2 years. It's huge. It's critical. Fermented foods like coconut kefir, kefir, yogurt, sauerkraut, kombucha, they provide 100 to 700 billion in probiotic count. We do not get enough of these. The cultures all over the world do. So in natural cultures, they are well cultured and they have trillions. I say the goal for fermented food for probiotics should be the national debt, trillions a day. And we don't get that. And we actually have in this culture about 25% of the count that we should have. So these bugs are important to us. They're the good flora. Without them, we are not healthy at all. And as humans, going back to saying 10 trillion human cells, 100 trillion bug cells, we are one part human to 10 parts bug. They're very, very important. Now, what about digestion? And what depletes these probiotics? Well, antacids, for one, will deplete probiotics. Antibiotics obviously do. If you take an antibiotic, don't cross your fingers and hope that your already depleted gut is going to replenish itself. Go ahead and add probiotics. Extremely important when you've taken them. And as a reminder, for those of you who think you don't take antibiotics, you do. It's in your water supply. And Splenda, I bet you didn't know that. Splenda depletes the good flora. As you've heard before, artificial sweeteners and additives are out. They produce harm. They are not helpful. They're harmful. And artificial sweeteners promote weight gain and diabetes. You're better off on sugar than an artificial sweetener. And I'll tell you, 30 years ago, I thought I would never say those words. And we're down on sugar. This is not to say sugar is healthy. But the first thing that must go from the diet are the artificial sweeteners. They trick your body into a slower metabolism, they increase hunger, they increase weight gain, diabetes, etc. And here we find that Splenda also depletes the good flora. Now, how do you improve your digestion? It's kind of simple. Deep breathe prior to eating. Now, what does that mean? Take in a deep breath and I'll do it. Big deep breath. Stretch that abdomen out. Really sit up tall and stretch out. Hold it for a count of three and forcibly let that breath all the way out until you've deflated that balloon that you just expanded. Why do that? That one breath, don't do a lot of them, you'll hyperventilate, triggers a relaxation response. So that you absolutely relax prior to eating. Why is that important? We can't release the digestive enzymes and acids that we need under stress. It's a fight or flight phenomenon. If we are under stress, digestion is not important. It comes from running from the animals. So is it more important to get up and run and get the blood flow to the extremities? or digest. No, not digestion. And unfortunately, in modern times, we live with chronic stress. So that's the most important thing you can do. Some people, when they say grace, they blurt out the grace, they take a deep breath, they have paused, they have relaxed. Don't wear tight belts. That doesn't help digestion. Chew thoroughly, eat slowly. Limit liquids to one glass a meal. Now, it really depends on what's in the meal. If you're eating bread and meats at the meal, there's not a lot of water in there. If you're eating a lot of vegetables and fruits with the meal, there's a lot of water. So we need the liquids to mix our acids and enzymes together to make this food that's in our stomach turn into a kind called bolus, and it requires fluid to do that. Now, we're not saying take three or four glasses with the meal. That could dilute, but there's a lot of theories that you will hear. Some say don't drink anything with the meal. I have found over the years that it's natural to drink with the meal, and you will find that you will drink more if you're eating something salty. You will drink more if you're eating something dry. Eat simple meals, fewer kinds of foods at a time, get variety over the week, and rotate foods. So if you have allergies or intolerances, eat chicken today, wait 4 days, day five, eat chicken again. These rotations help digestion. So you're eating simply. When your gut's a problem, treat yourself like an infant. We don't feed babies five kinds of foods at once. We introduce one at a time. We have simple meals. We get their digestive tract working. Baby your digestive tract. And consider food combining, which is an acid-alkaline system. No negative talk about food at the table ever. Happy talk, no phones, no stress, no unhappy talk. And that is the beginning of our discussion on digestion. I hope you find it interesting. Please stay on air. We are going to be talking with Marty Wittekin, and we'll talk about digestive health, especially important during the holiday season. This is Dana Lake with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be right back after the break with Marty Wittekin.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Put a little more jingle in your pocket by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's big year-end sale. From now until the end of 2010, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Give the gift of good health to the people you care about and stock up on healthy living essentials for yourself, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or on the web at myvillagegreen.com. Or just give us a jingle at 301-530-0800.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. This show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. And I'm Dana Lake, your host, alternating this show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. Both of us try to bring you a wide variety of information all about your health. And do tune in next week. On Sunday, 10 a.m., we're here every Sunday at 10 a.m., and Dr. Passaro will interview Duffy McKay, a naturopathic doctor, on supplement regulation and quality, and this is a really important topic. So next week, that's the subject. Also, a reminder, Village Green has a fabulous winter sale going on, and it goes on through the end of the year. It's 35% off Pathway brands, 25% off all other brands, and 20% off beauty care products. This sale is on from now until the end of December. So please either go online or go to the store. There's some wonderful, wonderful products. Well, we are talking a very timely subject today. It's digestive health during the holiday season and really applies for all year long, but we really need to focus on this at the holidays. And so I think you're going to come away from this show with a lot of helpful hints, something that you can do immediately. And we're lucky enough to have Marty Wittekin back with us. And Marty is one of the experts that we enjoy hearing from. So you've heard Marty before, and we're honored to have her again. She's a national leader in the nutrition industry and an activist for health freedom, and she's done this for decades. She's a certified clinical nutritionist, and her latest book is Natural Alternatives to Nexium, Maalox, Prilosec, and Other Acid Blockers. She hosts the Healthy by Nature radio show, and it is syndicated in many cities and on XM satellite radio. So for more information on that show, you can actually go to the website www.radiomarty.com, and that's M-A-R-T-I-E, radiomarty.com. So welcome to the show, Radio Marty.
Oh, if that introduction had more bullet points, we wouldn't have had time for the interview. I'm sorry about that. Thank you very much. I'm happy to be with you.
Well, it's good for listeners to know who they're listening to and what the expertise is. So I appreciate you being here. Let's go into the digestive tract and guide people through what the digestive tract is, how it works, and some of the conditions that are most common, and I think that's why you wrote that book.
Well, it is indeed. I'm just very frightened about the trend for people to just stop their digestion rather than fix it when they get a symptom, and it's becoming a giant problem. But just by way of context, the digestive system, we think nothing about it until it acts up. If it's doing its normal job, not calling attention to itself, we never think about all the things that happen, starting in the mouth with chewing that not only breaks the large wads down into small pieces that the digestive juice can get to easier, it also mixes it with saliva that has enzymes in it that start the digestive process, create some feedback so that the rest of the system knows what's coming. So one of the first things to think about is, do you think about your chewing, or do you just, if you can beat whatever it is you're eating into submission enough that it fits down your throat, that your job is done? Well, really not. The next part of it is the esophagus, and that's the tube that leads to the stomach. Then there's the stomach. Well, in between those two is And I'm so glad you asked this. People never do that, and we just kind of assume that people understand their digestive system. They really haven't had much background in that. In between the esophagus and the stomach is a little muscular ring called the lower esophageal sphincter, and it's one of several sphincters along the track that keep food going theoretically in the right direction, because we don't want it backing up, for example, from the colon into the small intestine, and we'll know why that's important in a minute. There's another one that keeps the food going into the small intestine from the stomach. Well, one of the places that we get feedback that symptoms that cause us to start saying, oh, what's going on in my digestive tract is heartburn or acid reflux. That happens when the contents of the stomach don't stay there, but somehow find their way back up into the esophagus past that sphincter. And it can be worse than that. You can have malfunctions all the way down, and you can get even bile and other kinds of things coming from further down and really have some nasty tastes and burning and so on. But then when the food hits the stomach, it's got to be broken down by stomach acid as a first step that improves how we get the protein digested. And then after it's broken down, it moves on to the small intestine. In the stomach, that stomach acid also helps us with a whole bunch of minerals. We could easily spend the whole hour talking about just one of them, like magnesium, all the things that it does, and vitamin B12. So if you don't have stomach acid, which you won't if you've blocked it with drugs, or if you, well, there's a whole lot of reasons why as we age we might not have enough anyway, all of those systems break down, and it sets up, I'm almost done. And when the food gets to the next step, which is the small intestine, then it turns alkaline again because it's being signaled to send out bicarbonate and enzymes. Then it passes on through the absorption process down into the colon, which main job is to just get the water out of it, turn it into a firm stool that's going to go into the public plumbing systems. And that's kind of how it's supposed to work, but there are all kinds of things that can go wrong in the meantime, and we notice it mostly because of heartburn or burping or gas or something really annoying when we and dangerous when we get diarrhea or constipation. So that's kind of digestion 101.
Well, you did an excellent job of explaining it, and I like to say to people, we put up with noises in our digestive tract that we would not put up with in our car. We would take that car in immediately, but we're also used to the gurgles and the flatulence and the discomfort and the sounds. Because it's not so visible, I think it's easy to ignore, but I think you did a great job of explaining it.
It's just two of you in an elevator. No, then you've got a problem.
That's for sure. Well, let's talk about digestive health, what people can do both in diet and supplements. Marty, go ahead, because I know your book covers this, but I want people to walk away from this show with tidbits they can use.
A lot of the myths surrounding what we eat and how it affects heartburn, there are actually books out there I've seen that say, here's what you should eat to prevent heartburn, and it just reiterates the dogma that medicine has believed. But we can't just go on the beliefs. They used to believe, and it was written in stone in the practice of medicine, that ulcers were caused just by stress. That was the main thing, and one of the first things they gave you was milk. Well, it turns out milk actually increases the production of stomach acid, and that the ulcers were caused by a bacteria called Helicobacter pylori, and it causes 70% of the ulcers. The other 30 are by their drugs we're taking, the like the nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. So you can't go on the dogma. What they actually found out when they did the studies and reviewed all the studies is that most of what we've been told about, oh, don't eat fatty foods, don't eat spicy foods, watch out for acidic foods like coffee and tomatoes and so on. And some people think, oh, well, I think onions are a problem. Most of the time, not. Now, everybody's an individual, and it could be that you're allergic to onions or just don't digest them or something. But I think the myth around that came from people being able to taste the onions when they kind of belch them up, but they might have been belching them up for a totally separate reason, so they're kind of markers. The biggest single thing I think people can do to avoid really all of the digestive distresses is cut down on sugars and refined starches and add more vegetables and more fiber. And we can go through each compartment of the digestive tract and show why that's important. But when people do that, they have less heartburn.
Well, that's a basic. And we're always going to get back to the same song and dance, aren't we, Marty? It's organic, moderation, don't overeat, chew thoroughly, all the things your grandmother told you. But I want to emphasize that, and I'm glad that you brought up this basics, because you said something earlier on the show that we suppress digestion. We treat the symptom without getting to the cause. So let's, we've got just a few minutes before we take a brief break. Expand a little bit on this, just with what people can do in their diet, in the way they're eating, to make it go more smoothly.
Well, you are absolutely right about the portion sizes, because when you really stretch the stomach, it changes everything. The body is very responsive to what we do. I mean, we may not listen to it, but it's listening to us at every juncture. And we know that not only is heartburn and digestive distress of various kinds much worse for people who are obese, the interesting thing is that when people get lap band surgery or some kind of bariatric surgery, they instantly have relief. Well, they're still fat. So it isn't the fact that they've, at least the major factor isn't that they've got fat cells that are creating inflammation in the body. It's that as soon as their stomach is too small, they can't eat these large meals. They can't, they know they have to really focus on nutrition because they aren't going to be able to put a giant volume of food in there and hope for the best. So they tend to eat better, eat real food, and concentrate on avoiding the things that made them fat in the beginning, which are these sugars and starches for the most part. So meal size is important, but so is how you approach it, and you hinted at this. If you eat in a calm manner, where there are even studies showing that if you say grace before a meal, you digest it better. So.
Well, that's a good point to end this segment on, grace before the meal. And we will carry on in the next segment. For listeners who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host. Please stay with us. We will be right back after this break.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Listen. Blissful silence. The sound of a healthy, balanced digestive system. No rumbling stomach, no loud gurgles, and most of all, no discomfort. Gero Formula's Ideal Bowel Support 299V contains a clinically documented probiotic strain that promotes regularity, enhances intestinal comfort, and optimizes immune health. And now you can get a free sample of Ideal Bowel Support 299V when you visit our website at jarrow.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate this show with my colleague, Dr. Kevin Passero, and we do try to bring you a wide variety of information just about your health. Please tune in every Sunday morning at 10 AM. Kevin's here and I'm here. We alternate the shows. And next Sunday, he will be talking with Duffy McKay, a naturopathic doctor, on supplement regulation and quality. Really important topic. Also, another reminder that Village Green's winter sale is going on right now until December 31st. Huge. 35% off the Pathway brands. That's Village Green's own brand. 25% off all other brands and 20% off beauty care products. Remember, from now until December 31st, we have been speaking with Marty Whittakin, also known as Radio Marty, and you can go on www.radiomarty.com, and it's M-A-R-T-I-E, radiomarty.com. She has a newsletter. It's free. It's wonderful. She has been at this for decades and is an expert. We've been talking about digestive health during the holiday season, and we were talking about diet and some easy things to do, calming down before we eat, and we ended the last segment with grace. So let's begin this one with why saying grace works at the meal.
Our bodies are very conservative of energy. We use really the biggest part of our energy for thinking, for brain function, and for digesting. And so the more you've got your body doing other things, the more it takes away the digestive fire. And being stressed out just changes. It kind of shuts things down, because if you're getting ready to run away from a predator, as our ancestors might have been, you want all your energy and your blood flow to go to your muscles. You don't want it going to your stomach, so it kind of puts that on hold. Where if you're calm and focused on the food, then it changes the marching orders and it supplies more of what the stomach needs. And I think that's the biggest thing. And then the second thing I mentioned earlier about kind of the importance of chewing, you don't think about chewing if you're all rattled or you're eating with somebody that you dislike, which I don't recommend, or if you're watching CSI on TV while you eat or whatever, focusing on the food and thinking about actually chewing it until it's more like a liquid is something free that makes a really big difference in our digestion.
You know, there's a study done long ago by a colleague of mine, actually, in dentistry, And they looked at what was the most important thing that affects digestion. And while stress was what everyone thought would be the final answer, it was the chewing. Now, the chewing also reduces stress. There's a component there, a feedback mechanism to the brain. But this was an elegant study, and you can compensate for stress by overchewing. Now, when you're under stress and you've got 2 minutes to eat, that's not what happens, unfortunately.
No, in fact, we tend to kind of pride ourselves on how fast we can eat, and it affects how much we eat greatly. I learned a lesson before I was even in nutrition from my stepdaughter. She was just wolfing down a meal, and I just always heard we shouldn't do that. I mean, Mom told me, I didn't know why, but I said, Lisa, slow down. She said, oh no, if I don't eat fast, I won't have room for dessert. And she's right. She's right that it takes several minutes, maybe 20 minutes for food to start entering the part of the digestive tract that sends back a signal to your brain. It's like, oh, okay, you know, we've eaten now. You can call off the choppers. And so that's yet another reason to chew slowly. And the whole idea of mixing it with the enzymes and getting the feedback so that the system should put out some different kinds of chemicals if a steak is on its way than if you're eating an apple. So you need to kind of rev up those communication systems as well.
Well said. Well, we've been talking about the first stage of digestion. Let's, while we're there, cover one of the most common symptoms, which, of course, you've written about in your book. And you were joking about how long the title is. It certainly is, Natural Alternatives to Nexium, Maalox, Prilosec, and Other Acid Blockers. But it tells people exactly what you're writing about. Let's talk about the heartburn, indigestion. You mentioned the old way of thinking was ulcers caused by stress, and milk was the treatment, and that it turned out to be the H. pylori caused it, and that milk makes it worse. So what can people do about heartburn?
Well, what I tried to do in the book is set up a kind of a triage where you can figure out what the cause is for you, because a lot of people have the problem because they have hiatal hernia. The doctor may know that, but since he or she opens up the tool bag, the only thing in there is drugs and surgery, and the surgery is a very invasive, expensive, dangerous surgery that doesn't always work. They tend to bypass that and just go for the acid-blocking drugs. However, you can fix the hiatal hernia by going to a massage therapist or sometimes a DO or certainly a chiropractor, because they know how to massage it back in place. It's a condition where the stomach protrudes up through that sphincter at the bottom of the diaphragm that's supposed to help us breathe, but also helps hold that lower esophageal sphincter in place and give it strength. So you can fix that. Probably the most common reason is that people don't have enough stomach acid, so the food hangs around in their stomach too long trying to get digested and gradually gets burped back up into the esophagus, or you lay down or you start doing some gardening or something that puts pressure making it go the wrong direction. So you can work on that. And just an overall digestive system that isn't working properly, frequently because we don't have the proper balance of organisms in the intestinal tract.
Very critical point, the probiotics. And we do talk about this on the show. In my opinion, we can't emphasize it enough. So let's talk about probiotics, and let's talk about some products and how people know about quality with them as well.
I'm such a huge fan of probiotics. I've been studying them for many years before the book, and just with clients and seeing what happens when they have taken antibiotics, which kill off their friendly bacteria, and then the amount of improvement when they get them put back. And so I think they need a press agent, so I'm kind of a volunteer. They do dozens of jobs. Most importantly, perhaps, is that they digest our food. A lot of the foods that we don't very well digest, and carbohydrates and like milk sugar and fiber and things like that, the friendly bacteria in our intestinal tract digest those, allow us to absorb them, and they feed the lining of the intestinal tract so that those cells do their job well, which is to keep bad things from getting into our circulation and allowing all of the nutrients and facilitating their absorption so that we can use them. Also, the biggest part of our immune system, perhaps 60 to 80% of our immune system, is located in the gut. And a lot of that is due to the actions of the bacteria protecting us from various things, and for the way that they support our immune cells. So, and it goes on. The bacteria make vitamins. They help detoxify. They help balance hormones. So if you have a team that's doing all those things and you wipe them out with either antibiotics, too much sugar in the diet, or stress, or secondhand antibiotics because you aren't eating organic dairy products and meat, other medicines like cortisone and hormone replacement, there are all kinds of things that upset the balance, and that includes acid-blocking drugs. So you do any one or a number of those things, and all of a sudden you're like a baseball team, and you've only got a pitcher, a catcher, and somebody in left field. You don't have anybody on the other bases, no shortstop, whatever. It's kind of like that.
Good description. Really good description. Some of the products out there have singular probiotic, for instance, maybe just the Lactobacillus acidophilus. Some may have a combination. Some have just bifidus. Talk to us a little bit about the specifics and also the count. This is becoming much more noticeable, even among the commercial products, the yogurts. They're starting to talk about what the count was at the time the product was produced and packaged. So let's talk a little bit about how much, how many billions, trillions people should get.
The most common way people are getting their probiotics is from yogurt because they're highly advertised, and that may be their first introduction to the whole topic. And those are fine as far as they go. They are now paying attention to whether or not the bacteria in them are alive. That didn't used to be the case. But they are one type of bacteria. They don't necessarily stay for a long, prolonged period of time in the digestive tract, so you have to keep eating them. Most of them have bifidus strain, which works in the more in the colon, the lower part of the digestive tract, and help with regularity. And that's a noble effort and something that we ought to pay attention to. My problem with yogurt as a source is that it's very high in sugar, and if you have a yeast problem, the yeast, their favorite food is sugar. So then you can say, oh, well, they're the low-sugar ones. Those typically have artificial sweeteners, and we could do a whole show on artificial sweeteners.
We have. And we will. So what we're talking about is the culture both in food, and we'll cover the supplements as well. Right now, we're going to take a little break, and I'm reminding our listeners, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
The moment you feel achy or run down, nip flu-like symptoms in the bud with Boron's Acylic Oxinum. Clinical studies show that Acylo, when taken at first signs of flu, reduces the duration and severity of flu-like symptoms such as headache, body aches, chills, and fever. For 65 years, families throughout the world have relied on Acylo. It works safely and naturally without causing side effects like drowsiness or interacting with other medications. Keep Acylo on hand and feel like yourself again. Acylo is available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Acylo on the web at acylo.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code raw multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants, from the science of enzymatic therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilardi from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilardi provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilardi is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Old Man Winter is on the way, but you can weather the storm by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's big year-end sale. Now through the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Stock up on supplements to fight colds and flu, and pick up some healthy living gifts for your friends and family, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or online at myvillagegreen.com, or call us at 301-530-0800. Our big year-end sale will blow you away.
Welcome back to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. And they're located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We do try to bring you a wide variety of information about your health, and we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Next Sunday, Kevin will interview Duffy McKay, a naturopathic doctor. They will be talking about supplement regulation and quality. Also, reminder of Village Green's winter sale, 35% off Pathway brands, 25% off all others, and 20% off beauty care products from now until December 31st. We're at the final segment of talking about digestive health, especially during this holiday season when people overeat, which is the shortcut to indigestion. We've talked about smaller meals, more frequently meal snacks. It's exact opposite of what we tend to do at the holidays. And Marty Whittakin, our expert, you can reach Marty at radiomarty.com, and it's radiomarty.com. So, Marty, we were talking about friendly bacteria and some of the negatives that suppress our friendly bacteria. So let's fill our listeners in.
Well, we want to do two things. The three main things that we want to do to restore our intestinal bacteria. The first is stop killing them off. I mean, get a good water filter, and the chlorine in the water kills them off even. So those things we listed earlier that are detrimental, you stop doing those. And you want to provide the food that they like, which are fibrous foods. They particularly like vegetables, which may have something to do with why every single study, no matter what other conclusions it comes to, says, oh, by the way, people eating fruits and vegetables did better. any
yes.
disease you want to talk about. And then you need to replenish their numbers, and you want to do it with a variety of strains. And a kind of the American way is if a little is good, more is better. So if there's one good strain, let's just really jump on it. And the problem with that is that you get all of the benefits of that, but you're missing the benefits of all of the other families or strains of bacteria, because they are very specialized and they do kind of different things. So I'd like to use as an example, if it's okay, and I think they're a sponsor of your show. I'm not an employee for Jaro formulas, but I do respect them. I talk about them in the book because they do a great job of looking at the science and putting in the product what you should have and then hoping you can figure out that you need it rather than just responding to market trends like so many companies do. They have a whole series of products that are probiotics, starting from the most fundamental, which is called Jaro Dophilus. It has six strains in it, and not just the one that might be in yogurt. It has six different strains that work in different parts of the intestinal tract, and they do different things. And they put in FOS, which stands for fructooligosaccharides. What that is food for the bacteria. The bugs might not like what you had for lunch, so they put something in there so that there's kind of a jump start for them. And it's very strong. I mean, it's got all the billions of strains that you would want, but I am much more concerned about creating the right environment in the intestinal tract and providing a variety of strains than I am on the count. It has, I don't know, something like over 3 billion organisms. But when you understand that bacteria can double their numbers in a half an hour if the environment's right, then you realize, oh, well, let's make sure that we've got all the right family members there and that we create the good environment. And that's what the FOS does. They also have some others we could talk about that are, step-ups from that.
Well, it's prebiotics, as we say, and probiotics. You've got to give them the food and plant them. It's kind of like planting grass seed and feeding
and then fertilizer.
The soil. there's some other products, especially with people that have the irritable bowel, have other colon problems, the colitises, the itises of the gut. What's different about those supplements?
Well, at the risk of confusing listeners, it's nice to know that they can go to Village Green and have somebody sort this out and pick the product that's perfect for what their special needs are, because Jaro also has the Ultra Jaro Dophilus. It has 10 strains and 40 billion. But you get into, before I talk about IBS, I could just mention another one that I think is wonderful because it's blister packed and it doesn't need refrigeration, so you can carry it with you and have it when you're at the buffet or they roll out the big spread at work and you know you're eating things that are going to upset your digestion. And that's called EPS, and that has a lot of other benefits as well. But the fact that it's blister packed and stable at room temperature is important.
Now, irritable, and that's a Jaro product as well, isn't it, Marty?
Product as well.
Yeah.
Irritable bowel, they don't know exactly what it causes it, but it's just as the name implies, it tends to overreact. It causes either extreme and sometimes both, not at the same time, but alternating diarrhea and constipation. And it may be aggravated by food allergies, certainly a low-fiber diet, the candida yeast that we mentioned early on. Those things are factors, but it seems to respond beautifully to certain probiotics. And for that, there is a special product that's got a strain in it called L. plantarum. The product is a Jaro product, Ideal Bowel Support, which just coincidentally is IBS, has to be the same initials for irritable bowel syndrome. You have to play little games with the FDA rules. You can't just flat tell the truth. Anyway, that particular strain has been clinically studied and proven to be of benefit in that kind of a condition. So that wouldn't be where you would start if you have just a desire to boost up your digestion and working on heartburn or gas or something else. But if you have IBS, nice to know that there's a specialized product.
Yes, I think you've covered that well. And a little bit on the fermented foods and the importance of including them and why most of the commercially fermented foods don't have a very high count.
Well, actually, most of them have no count at all, and that's by regulation. If you're in Germany and you eat sauerkraut, you're going to get a whole lot of beneficial bacteria because the product is fermented. If indeed it's even fermented as part of the process in the U.S., you have to sterilize it. You pasteurize it, and that kills off the good guys and the bad guys. So most of the food products that are eaten around the world that are good sources of probiotics are not so in the U.S. because we want to pasteurize the heck out of everything. And that may be very helpful to keep us from getting E. coli or salmonella, but it also keeps us from getting the good guys as well.
Well, so most cultures around the world are highly cultured, except for us.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
They are in less in need of taking a supplemental capsule because their food supply, if you're in Japan, you're getting miso and soy sauce hasn't been pasteurized, so it's got organisms, tempeh, and so on. And every culture starts out with a history of fermented foods. We've just sort of lost the taste for that, and because of our food processing regulations, it's just not easy to get. But you can go to a health food store and ask for naturally fermented sauerkraut. It'll be refrigerated. Very, very different product, but very tasty. You can just tell it's alive.
Yeah, it's a big difference. And they're fermented vegetables. There's so many foods that are cultured that we don't think about, even pickles and beer. Not that we're recommending beer for everybody, but again, in this country, the way we pasteurize, as you said, does not leave the live organisms in.
We're lucky if it leaves the nutrients in.
So yeah.
You have to really work at it. And as we've found out, the FDA is just not able at this point to protect us from all the bad bacteria that come on our spinach or our tomatoes or our peanut butter or whatever. So what we really have to do is look at how prepared is the body. Do you have your first line of defense, which is the stomach acid? And your second line of defense are your friendly bacteria. They get out there and duke it out with the bad guys. They create natural antibiotics. So it's just a necessity. I think everybody should be supplementing probiotics if they live in the United States.
And especially if you're going to travel in foreign countries. And I think those are good tidbits. You've given us good hints and tips. For the end of the show, I'm so sorry we don't have longer to talk about this subject, Marty. You're a wealth of knowledge, and you know we will have you back whenever you're available.
Oh, well, it's always my pleasure. You do a great job.
Well, thank you. And, folks, you've been listening to Marty Wittekin, and you can reach her on RadioMarty.com, and that's Radio MARTIE.com. She has a newsletter. You'll love it. Please do give her a call. Well, we're at the end of the show. I'm always sad about this because we get enthusiastic and we have these wonderful discussions. And I thank you for joining us. You've been listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through MyVillageGreen.com. They also have a wonderful blog site going on. So go on MyVillageGreen.com or visit the store at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health, healthy holidays, and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.